Jax Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump has picked former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi to serve as the new Attorney General of the U.S. After Matt Gaetz withdrew his name, Bondi has represented Trump on legal matters before and is a longtime backer of the former president. A former Trump cabinet member is speaking out against another of Trump's choices this time around. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley is slamming Trump's nominee for National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard, claiming the former congresswoman sympathizes with China, Russia, Iran, and Syria.
Now she's defended Russia, she's defended Syria, she's defended Iran, and she's defended China. Now she has not denounced any of these views.
A Trump spokesperson says Gabbard, a combat veteran, has the necessary experience to help resolve global conflicts.
A second American teenager who fell critically ill after drinking tainted alcohol in Laos has died. That brings a death toll to six foreign tourists. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, our snow didn't stick around. That's kind of what we expected, though. If you were out driving around yesterday, especially while it was snowing, you could see people really trying to get their sea legs back and figure out that winter driving again. Our next chance for some snow, probably some rain too, is Monday. And the language is changing this year around winter weather. The National Weather Service is using some new terminology. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The NWS took away the wind chill advisories, watches, and warnings, and are now switching over to cold weather alerts. For example, wind chill watches will now be called an extreme cold watch, while what was once known as wind chill warnings will now go by extreme cold warnings. Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service says,
because what would happen in the structure that we had been in was you could have the winds usher in the cold air in, say, January, and the wind chill headlines are out, but then the winds end, but then some of the coldest temperatures happen in the wake of that, and there'd be no headlines from us in the Weather Service. So even though it would still be dangerous out, cold is the approach here and the simplification.
And this week is Winter Weather Awareness Week, which is a good time to know where all of your cold and snowy gear is. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A Wisconsin resort has been named one of the best in the country for cross-country skiing. Every year, USA Today puts out the Reader's Choice Awards, naming the top 10 of all kinds of things. And in the cross-country skiing category, Minocqua Winter Park ranked number 4. It's got more than 50 miles of trails for people of all skill levels. Another local favorite took second place, although technically not in Wisconsin. Lots of our skiers here enjoy it. ABR Trails in Ironwood, Michigan is just barely over the border in the Upper Peninsula. You can find more on our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Indiana Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. It's an NBA Cup game. The Bucks hoping to improve their record during this homestand. They're 6-9 right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
There's 67 games left. You know, 67 games left. We're trending towards the right direction. We're winning at home, right? We've lost one game at home or two games. Two games at home. It's good. It's not that bad. At the end of the day, we have a lot of season left.
College hoops, the Badgers men's team in Orlando to take on Central Florida. NFL, the Packers say that Jaire Alexander has been dealing with a torn PCL in his right knee, suffered in a game 3 weeks ago. The Packers host the 49ers on Sunday. College football, the Badgers on the road to face Nebraska in their first game since firing offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Regardless of who's actually calling the plays, the progression is how you continue to evolve the offense in particular for what best fits Wisconsin.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy today with a high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. 43 for a high on Sunday. Mostly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Look who's here. It's Mike McCabe.
Look at the patterns of history, because it's important to realize that this has been cyclical and that we have seen the loss of sort of a we society and the emergence of a me society. And,
right.
And how could that be better manifested than having a certifiable narcissist in the White House? We've gone through these periods before. Light has been found at the end of the tunnel.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition with Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger, with a Badger Packer preview, and our old friend Peter Rapine with a week in review. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
There has been no oppression for the white man in this country. You tell me which white men were dragged out of their homes. You tell me which one of them got dragged all the way across an ocean and told that you are going to go and work. We are going to steal your wives. We are going to rape your wives. That didn't happen. That is oppression.
Go on,
Jasmine. We didn't ask to be here. We're not the same migrants that y'all constantly come up against. We didn't run away from home. We were stolen. So yeah, we are going to sit here and be offended when you want to sit here and act like, and don't let it escape you that it is white men on this side of the aisle telling us, people of color on this side of the aisle, that y'all are the ones being oppressed, that y'all are the ones that are being harmed.
Yep. Wow. Jasmine Crockett can stay in this fight. I'm staying in this fight. Welcome, Morning Joe viewers. Hello. It's raining Morning Joe viewers. You know who else is still in the fight? Kelly House. Kelly says, dearest Steph, I just realized it was about 10 years ago I stumbled on your show on Free Speech TV, the week that Chris was leaving. Oh, now I'm re-angry about Chris leaving me and
more
about
10 years ago.
Was that 10 years ago already?
Morning Joe
in
2016.
More than that. Didn't you leave in 2013?
No.
Later. I watched that week for a couple of days, and then on that Friday you lost your, as it was his last day. Yeah, that's when she was introduced to the chick that cries on the radio. I was introduced to Frangela that day as well. I remember thinking, GD, this is a hot mess. And I hit record all on DirecTV. Happy anniversary to me and to you and to this new day. Thank you for your optimism during this time. I'm grateful for you and Jody and Chris to anchor down the ship as we sail through whatever the fuck ever this is about to happen. I loved you saying you're staying here just to irritate as many people as you can. And in that, I found solace. You're welcome. Thank you for also having a Dean on, allowing us to question things. I've been forever changed by your show and all the beautiful souls I met through you, and we'll get through this somehow. Yes, we will, Kelly House. You know the main reason why, because... Thank God. There was panic in the land when you weren't here last week.
Yeah, there was.
Ooh, you know, I know people were freaked out. I just had a death in the family. It wasn't a reaction to whatever the heck happened.
I know. And we send you love in all kinds of light. By the way, can I just say to Jasmine Crockett's point, we were talking earlier to a strategist about how, you know, Trump was able to fearmonger and divide even among people of, you know, some people of color, you know, Latinos in particular, in terms of, you know, this economic message, to blame everything on some other brown person. And I just thought it was interesting. For all of the scare we heard about black people, like, oh, black people aren't going to vote for, 85% still voted for Kamala Harris. This part of the story, black support for Trump doesn't indicate any sort of realignment. 85% of black voters back Kamala Harris. It's the thing that I hear all the time is that thank you, black people, for loving a country that didn't love you back, that doesn't love you back in many ways.
No, you know what? This is the thing. And I want to, you know, and back to Jasmine Crockett's point. We as black women have mammied this country. We have raised children. We have wet nursed children that weren't ours. That is how much we have cared for this country out of our bodies, besides the blood that has been spilled. Okay? So at the end of the day, we love this country because the black people, the black culture that lives here, we don't know nothing else. We can't, they're really, at the end of the day, this is our country.
Well, and can I just say, this part of the 85% of black voters backed Harris instead, but there was widespread dissatisfaction with the economy under President Joe Biden. I keep saying, not the economy, people's perception of the economy.
Yes.
Because of the mainstream media and the right-wing lies that right-wing. But can I just say, I think it was about 13% supported Trump of black people. It's about the same. So, you know, black people were the only people that didn't fall for the okey-doke, frankly.
Thank you. I don't know why we're even talking about the black vote. But she gained black voters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The black voters are not responsible. In fact, they're the only group that isn't responsible for this. Black people overwhelmingly, and exactly as they did before. And then actually black men, they went up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who didn't were Latinos. Who didn't? Latino men, young men, especially of every stripe, Asians.
Yeah.
And as usual, we're running into the white woman problem.
Thank you.
Of white feminism. And what we mean by white feminist is not you're a feminist who's white. White feminism is a specific form of feminism that focuses on the gains made by white women and doesn't, and always, it has this sort of trickle down theory of how everybody else gonna get their feminism, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like our unwillingness as a nation to look at our original sins and to look at the racism that persists, not shockingly. I mean, the Voting Rights Act, Civil Rights Act, all of which have been gutted, we're in the mid 60s. Mm-hmm. That's my mother, like, you know, people who are alive went to segregated schools. Right.
Yeah.
Well, all I see now is that this country is asking for revolution. It's begging for it. It's, oh, you want to oppress me again so much that you bring this country to a boiling point? Well, come on with it. Come on with it.
But Francis,
let me tell you something. I'm from the west side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
All day. All day long.
All day strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm from all of Detroit, and let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Wet and wear is all I need to know. I know who I'm hitting.
Detroit versus everybody.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Here, you know, this is the thing, though. Until we are willing to stop buying the, because you're absolutely right, Stephanie, perception of the economy. But the thing about the economy that they're upset about is that they believe that brown and black people are getting money from it.
Yeah.
It's not that they're not getting money from it. It's that they think that money and resources are going to these other populations, which means in theory that there will be less for them. Or that they've actually lost something. And that's not true. And that's not you have a problem with the economy. That's you have a problem with brown and black people. Didn't nobody have a problem with building up the middle class when it was white?
Yeah.
But now that it's brown and black, you're like, well, we don't need all these programs.
No, no, we can't give them $25,000 to go build, get a home and have a homestead. Because that's all this country has ever done. Okay, we used to have land out for free for people to homestead in this country.
But Angela,
it was white people.
We're told that it was only the price of eggs and nothing to do at all with racism or misogyny, as you know, as we've been told.
Right.
However, I don't save headlines to trigger you.
Oh, no. You would never.
Republican says colored people wouldn't have basketball if not for Abraham Lincoln.
What?
Yeah.
I'm having some kind of fit.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Oh. Yeah.
Angela, are you? Angela fell. Okay.
Is it because he was tall?
I'm having a fit. I don't know what it is, but it's some kind of fit. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. You know what? This is who we are now. Yeah. This is who we are.
No, if you will indulge me, because I know there is no problem with racism or education in this country. It has nothing to do with anything that happened. But a Republican man from Indiana told C-SPAN on Sunday that colored people would not have had basketball if Abraham Lincoln had not abolished slavery. And Rick, his name is Rick. I think we know Rick. We all know Rick, don't we?
Rick.
Yeah, we know Rick.
Right.
Rick said, number one, he opened with, the Bible says that man is supposed to rule the house and a woman, quote, should just do the cleaning. Oh, I forgot to ask John, is that in the Bible? I don't, that women just,
yeah,
okay.
It's in the passage about Swiffers.
And Febreze. I was going to say, it's
the Psalm of Febreze and Swiffer. It's like right after John.
Okay, again, not saying there's any trouble with educate. Can I just read the actual transcript? Mm-hmm. He said, but anyway, on the sidebar, you know, ever since Abraham Lincoln got shot and killed, boy, chaos went to heck, went right along with the Democrats. And that's what gets me, is these color people is always saying that Trump's so bad. Can't they think back in their ancestors' times when British and stuff was coming over to them?
British and stuff?
What I don't understand is why the colored people, the Republicans, heck, they were the ones that set them free. Democrats had them in there for slavery. I just don't understand it. If it wasn't for Abraham Lincoln, them guys wouldn't have a basketball game and a football game. Hang on, he's not done. Seriously, on the weather.
Huh?
Yeah. Wait, what?
It's going to get bad in the South, so all the people, Democrats in the South, better repent now because the storm's coming your way.
You know, I think he's going to make an excellent Secretary of the Department of the Interior.
I think so, too.
He's exactly
what they're looking for.
Government needs.
Mm-hmm. Yep, what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds about right.
You know, when there's so much crazy, it shuts you down.
You're right.
Like it shuts down even the part of you that's mad. I'm going to tell you something about black people and our survival strategy. We are diving headfirst into gallows humor, and we're going to laugh at it all because it's that crazy. Like, these are people you could call it an escape room if it was a closet. Put them in a closet and turn on and off the light and be like, it's this escape room.
And they would never come out. They're never coming out until you open that door. Let me tell you.
We need to build a really big closet.
We really do.
That's what we need.
The other headline, Byron Donald's not surprised at snub from Trump's nearly all-white administration. No, not nearly all-white, have you seen?
It's all-white.
So, no, there's Vivek.
And Tim Scott got himself a whole white wife, and he got nothing.
No.
Byron Donald's.
No.
Got nothing.
No.
I mean, this is the thing. He has now risen to the level of first biscuit maker. So when you are making biscuits for the White House, that's all you can do. These biscuits have to be perfect, Stephanie, and he's going to make his original. Have you ever had his honey butter spread?
I have not.
It's delicious.
I'm told
it's
fantastic.
It is delicious.
Yeah. Mm. Uh-huh.
His wife uses it on her skin. That's why she's so white.
Byron Donalds said, all I will say is I'm not surprised that I haven't been named, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to do other things in the future. Then the interviewer said, has he asked you? Donalds, no. What Donald Trump's election is about is bringing competency and reality and reality back to D.C. and the White House, making sure the job gets done on behalf of all the American people, regardless of their race, regardless of their religion, Right, so it's just a weird coincidence. There are actually, let me carry the five, zero black people that have been appointed to anything so far.
Well, I love, you know, I would love to walk up to him and go, how's your back after toting all that water, dressing up like that man? Followed up behind his diaper.
You know what, it takes a lot of bravery to do that with tap shoes on. Because
really?
Tap shoes get slippery.
They do.
You know, and he's just, I mean, the man what's his name? Savion? Making Savion look tired. You know,
you can't ninja in tap shoes either, Angela.
You can't ninja. But this is my problem with this administration. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to get past WWE. Like, I just don't think I, as an adult human being, who have made my money on comedy, how y'all expect me to act right? Is beyond me.
All right. 20 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Frangela, brought to you by My Morning Kick. That's it. This next 4 years, powered by Frangela and Morning Kick. There you go. Tomorrow, what do I got? I don't even remember. Did I tell you last Saturday's Major Taylor ride?
Uh-huh.
50 miles, yeah. 4 hours of riding. What the?
Yeah, who signed up for that?
Me. And my, because I, you know what, this is my enabler, my morning cake,
right.
Strawberry lemonade flavor. I was doing it with what little breath I had left. I was doing an unsolicited testimonial to someone I was riding with. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's fantastic. 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, it's been a game changer for me. I love it. It tastes great, that strawberry lemonade flavor. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, this is it. You got to get ready for the fight these next 4 years. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, Mom. Ooh, it's so cold out there. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, Heat Holders Original. Wow, this is so soft and cozy.
Heat Holders socks are the warmest. I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site. The other guys were so jealous they all bought them. And the best part is the socks come in three levels of warmth. Originals, lights, and ultralights.
Oh, Jill can use the ultralights when dog walking. Oh, boy. I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat Holders socks are the warmest. An independent lab test proved they're 7 times warmer than cotton socks. We use a proprietary 3-stage process, advanced insulating yarn, a long loop thermal pile, and brushed on the inside. This process helps trap warm air closer to your skin longer, keeping your feet warm, comfortable, and dry, making Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. Go to heatholders.com. Use the code Miller to save 15% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. Go to heatholders.com.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago.
Great time. Lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, there's that bag of knives.
Yeah. What? Bam! What Angela's doing looks better than this?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Think
that's my new dance. It's called Caught Fish.
Lucretia in Milwaukee, you're on with Frangela. Hello, Lucretia.
Hi, yes, good morning, ladies, and my condolences, if I may add. I just want to say, and I just, 2 minutes or less, I kind of want to piggyback off of Cameron the other day and just let people, it's just the election, you know. I actually put a TikTok video about this, and that I have like three nieces as part of the LGBTQ plus community, and
yeah.
Niece number two is a lesbian, and when she told me that she's afraid to be with her girlfriend, that she's going to be harassed, you know, I'm not trying to get emotional here, but it broke my heart,
yeah.
You know, and I told her, I said, you know what, forget them. I said, you love who you love, and I'm glad we live in a city where it's very progressive and just,
yeah.
You know, if we have like a holiday, like a weekend for, you know, for Pride Fest and things like that. I said, if anyone messes with you, they got to go through me and your mom first. I said, don't give them an inch. Don't do that.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
The other thing, I talked with my dad, and that I said, I'm afraid, and for my boyfriend's afraid because of our race. I said, who's
yeah.
the sister say you may come across like a rogue cop that'll take advantage of his job, and if he's like, if the president respects the law, why, you know, why should
yeah.
I? And
yeah, Lucretia,
it
I,
does. I
yeah.
It, yeah, I'm scared.
Yeah,
really
well,
am.
You know what? We're all scared. This is the point like Mark Elias made about, you know, Joe and Mika's cowardice. It's like we're all afraid. It's what you do with that fear. And, you know, do not be afraid. Well, you know, we've got to find our courage in each other, Frangela, because it's mm-hmm. We had somebody call last week that said they had a little 6-year-old, you know, interracial child that said, are they going to kill me? Because, you know, I heard Trump doesn't like black people. I mean, it's not just kids that are going to be scared. You know, but I'm sorry, if like multimillionaires like Joe and Meek are modeling cowardice instead of courage, that's contagious too. So,
that's,
you know,
right.
I just your thoughts on how you talk to people.
Get angry. Get angry is my advice. And understand, we need to be a stronger community. You know, in the past, people out of good intentions have said, I don't want to speak before the brown or black person in the room, you know, on when something goes down or if there's an issue. You need to speak first. You need to stand up and build a wall between people and the people who are trying to hurt, intimidate, degrade them. And
yep.
if we do that, if we stand up to them as a united, hey, we all in this gang, We are a gang of righteousness.
Yeah.
And do not let it go down.
And his
don't
first,
let it go down.
His first pick, Matt Gaetz, gone. You know what? We do have power. We have power. It's like he's an incompetent, bumbling idiot, as we all knew, you know?
Yeah.
And he's not the great and powerful Oz, so do not be afraid.
That's no. right. But he's the only member of the Munster family to get a job, so I appreciate that.
29 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Frangela.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An update now on that bizarre story about a Wisconsin kayaker police say faked his own death. Well, now law enforcement is in this weird position where they're practically begging him to come home to his family. Authorities say 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart of Watertown staged a scene with his kayak at Green Lake back in August to make it look like he had drowned. Officials searched for him for 6 weeks. Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Podal.
He didn't expect us to go more than 2 weeks in searching for him. Well, I hate to tell you, he picked the wrong sheriff in the wrong department.
Then they learned his passport had been checked in Canada just a day or two after he disappeared. He had bought a new life insurance policy earlier this year and had a relationship with a woman in Uzbekistan. Now the sheriff says they've spoken with him. He's sent them a video to prove he's alive and okay. They believe he's somewhere in Eastern Europe. They just haven't figured out where. But he also told authorities about how he staged the scene and escaped. He researched the deepest lake in the state, found out it's Green Lake. He hid an e-bike nearby and then took a kid-sized inflatable boat into the middle of the lake to leave his kayak and dropped his phone into the water. He got back to shore on that kiddie raft. He hopped on the e-bike, got to Madison, took a bus to Detroit, and then went through the Canadian border. The sheriff said now their main focus is trying to convince him to come home. He even got choked up during the press conference.
Christmas is coming. And what better gift he could give his kids is to be there for Christmas with him.
Through all these conversations with Borgwart, the sheriff says they still don't really have a clear answer of why he did this. He would likely face charges if he came home. The sheriff said he could be charged with obstruction of justice and could be ordered to pay back the $40,000 to $50,000 spent searching for him. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A few more sun rays peeking through those mostly cloudy skies today, with temperatures hovering in the low 40s. We've still got breezy winds out of the northwest, which will calm tonight. With a few more sunspots expected throughout the day tomorrow, highs will return to the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, John and Gordy will attempt to not cry over the dismantling of democracy.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's
we'll be right back.
Speaker Johnson are doing are endangering all women and girls. Because if you ask them, what is your plan on how to enforce this, they won't come up with an answer. And what it inevitably results in are women and girls who are primed for assault because people are going to want to check their private parts in suspecting who is trans and who is cis and who's doing what. And so the idea that Nancy Mace wants little girls and women to drop trow in front of who? An investigator? Who would that be? In order because she wants to suspect and point fingers at who she thinks is trans is disgusting.
Weirdos.
Yep.
Bunch of weirdos.
Yep.
Frangela, I was saying, mm-hmm. It's like the trans version of The Help. They should redo that movie. It's like, literally, Mike Johnson, you've got a perfectly good bathroom in your office that you can use. You don't need to use the bathroom that all the other regular people use. I mean, I'm
telling you.
Look, I got an answer
disgusting.
To this. Frances and I would be happy to position ourselves at the male restrooms and make sure we check everyone.
Yep.
Now, we're going to have to measure.
Yes.
Because we want science.
Yes.
And so we're going to have to measure everybody's. We will be posting that information so everybody's clear that everybody in that bathroom has a penis. We're going to post it online and outside the door. We'll use visuals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because we have to start fighting these things, all of us, not just the one person who it affects, you know, like.
It's bullying.
And that's how you do it.
It's bullying, pure and simple. It's just mean.
Yeah, it is.
It's just mean.
It's pure bullying, and you can't be who you are. Knock it back. Get it back into the position that I expect you to be. I want you to be who I want you to be, not who you are.
Yeah.
I want her to set up a desk in the men's bathroom and do her work there. And so sit there every day, just watch them go to the bathroom all day long. This is what you want?
Mm-hmm.
Let's give you what you want.
I mean, for a part, they keep saying this was only about the price of things. They're not going to do anything about this. The first thing they're doing is making sure one person can't use the bathroom. At the Capitol.
Exactly it.
I was just talking
about it on the final word yesterday. That the reality is we just had this huge election, and the first piece of business you could do on the on behalf of the people is to go after one person.
Yeah, and by the way,
you make a Department of Government Efficiency with two people for the same job.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the biggest issue is how do you combat when people believed a solid wall of lies. Let's talk about Project 2025. Trump's transition team has been using the Project 2025 database to begin filling the ranks of its political appointees for the next administration. He's already tapped several of the plan's architects to serve in key roles, and that now they're looking to fill lower profile positions with all of their recommended appointees. You remember during the election, Trump said, you read some of these things, they're seriously extreme, but I don't know anything about it. I don't want to know anything about it. I mean, How many times can a human being lie before you go, right? One analyst said, it's easy to say we told you so, but more importantly, we now know what they're going to do, so it's on Democrats to decide how to fight back, said Michigan State Senator Mallory McMorrow, which is exactly what I'm doing. I mean, that's all we
can
do now.
They gave us the playbook. Coach Hall said it. If nobody makes a playbook and then doesn't use it.
Right.
Right.
I mean, Lara Trump just said Trump is not hell-bent on revenge and nobody should be afraid. His first pick was Matt Gaetz. I mean, right. She attributed concerns of retribution to what she described as widespread fear-mongering during the campaign, calling such attacks on Trump unwarranted and unfair because he's always the victim.
Day one.
And they didn't do any fear-mongering. Yeah, okay. And she said he's not hell-bent on revenge or retribution or of any variety. Anyone who's afraid of that. I hope you're already seeing that's not the case. No, we're seeing the opposite. And Pam Bondi will do the same thing. She's just less rapey than Matt Gaetz. Mm-hmm.
That we know of. Look, here's the situation, okay? We don't have to sit here and wonder and argue about what is and what is not going to happen. It's going to happen. And we don't need to spend this next, how many days is it, 60 or whatever days, going, well, he's not going to do this. Yes, he is. No, he's not. Because he's doing, we just have to react to what he's doing.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
We have to have a response and not a reaction.
That's
a reaction, that's what they want. They want us off balance, off our heels and reacting,
afraid,
getting scared. Yes.
Tomorrow.
And for those people trying to make us feel powerless and like there's nothing we can do, well, guess what?
That's right.
Mother, your first pick is already bye-bye.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing, too. This is how black people have survived this country for centuries.
Yeah.
You can't look. If the sun will rise, the sun's going to rise tomorrow. Hopefully you will be there to see it. They're not going to take my joy. And I can't stop fighting because my very existence is a fight. Yeah. It's just being, I've always been in an adversarial stance with this nation that I love.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The reality is you got to get up, think black, which is I'm not going to take nothing. Nobody going to talk to me about nothing. I'm going to do me, and I'm going to make sure that people are okay, and they can know.
You don't need to tell me this is the blackest hour in radio. I mean,
it is the blackest
hour in radio.
I don't even know why other black people talk during this hour. I really don't.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, so moving on to Pam Bondi, what do you call it? The Orlando Sentinel said, "Hi, America. If you want to understand why Trump likes Pam Bondi, know this. Complaints were filed about Trump University with attorney generals in two states. New York pursued it, got $25 million settlement. Trump gave Bondi $25,000, and she did nothing." Another journalist wrote, "Trump's new pick for AG, Pam Bondi, was a registered lobbyist for the government of Qatar." Someone else tweeted the same Pam Bondi who let Jeffrey Epstein slide. Mm-hmm. One more. Trump makes sure to point out that she was the first female attorney general of Florida. I'm sorry. I thought acknowledging such things was an unforgivable sin and proved someone was selected because of DEI. Are the rules different now? I mean, mm-hmm. How often do we have to hear that Kamala Harris is a DEI hire?
Yeah. Right?
And he's nominated the most unqualified people ever for a cabinet.
Well, dude, he did that before. What is Amy Coney Island? We trying to act like that's qualified?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's not new, but it's just here we go again, where, you know, she quite obviously took a bribe to not prosecute Trump University.
Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, we just got to fight. We got to fight our fight and stop thinking about converting people.
Yeah.
Stop
yeah.
worrying about them waking up one morning and seeing the light.
Right.
They may and they may not. It should not change what we do.
That's right.
Yeah.
Darlene in San Antonio, you're on with Frangela. Hey, Darlene.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
I was just wondering, I know this might sound a little far-fetched and a little goofy, but it seems that all of the blue states are the ones that have the highest educational numbers that are sending more tax dollars back to the government.
Yes, but the red
so
states have more.
The
red states have more STDs. Yeah. I just want to point that out, but go ahead.
Right, exactly. That's the only thing. So if the blue states were to get together as kind of a conglomerate and say, you know what, we're going to secede from the union. Living here in Texas, I am so sick and tired of hearing how they want to secede. If they don't get what they want, they're going to secede. And Florida started pulling the same BS. So we're not asking them to do anything except come to the table and work with us.
Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You know, kind of.
Marjorie Taylor Greene says it all the time, casually. Like, let's, you know, have a civil war or let's whatever. I mean, yeah, we'll take our, you know, fifth largest economy in the world here in California and good luck.
Dude.
I
mean,
you know what? Let me tell you something. This is the reason I thought about that. I think that it would give this man nothing but much pleasure to come and bomb this state.
Yeah.
Or any other city to show his power. That is why you don't step to them like that. That's
you
why.
Know what? I got to say that this we've had this civil war, and because we didn't deal with the insurrectionists then,
mm-hmm.
we have this problem now.
Yeah. That's right.
That's and right. that's that. So by letting those people be back in government, by allowing them to have to build up the Klan and build up these structures, like the reality here is I'm all for fighting back in whatever way makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And
okay?
I assume that the no rings, no shoes rule is not
no,
not
this
effect.
Fight we're gonna wear rings
okay.
this fight we're gonna wear rings right. I'm over that was a pre-election offer.
I understand that was and the offer has expired. It has expired.
That's offer. Yes.
Karen
that's
in Chicago. Karen in Chicago.
That's right that's off the table. Hi.
Yeah.
It's off the table now.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, we are we're
yeah
going
that, yeah you know what we're calling this that's the Black Friday sale. It's over. Yeah, you missed
over.
It sorry.
It's over. It is over. And I, you know.
See what I did on the blackest show hour of the week. I said the Black Friday sale is over. You can't. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Look at you.
We have got to harness our anger. We cannot sit in despair and be depressed.
Yeah.
We have got to fight with everything we possibly can. And yes, we definitely have a white supremacy problem in this country. The same people who say that they voted for 45 because of the high cost of milk and eggs, but ignored the warnings about the upcoming tariffs and mass deportations that every economic expert said would tank our economy, and also simultaneously dismissed Kamala talking about addressing the cost, providing a $25,000 first-time home buyers credit, $50K seed money for small business startups. So don't tell me this is about dollars and cents with these people. They are racist. They are misogynist. They are homophobic, xenophobic, transphobic. And Nancy Mace, if I ever meet that listen.
Goodness.
She's sitting there. She's talking, going after this trans woman. Okay, after they ran a campaign, an anti-trans campaign, to scapegoat a small minority of people in this country, making all of us have to fight to protect our children, protect ourselves, our community, okay? No, I am sorry. You cannot do that while simultaneously the head of your party, the man who you guys have been running cover for, and, you know, that Pam Bondi who covered up the Epstein situation. But here's the thing. This guy is – here's audio of Trump talking about going into girls' locker rooms, fondling teenage girls, and then talking about their bodies. And you guys are trying to tell us that trans – women in bathrooms are the problem. What the hell are you doing in bathrooms?
Yeah, no, exactly. I, you know, and by the way, Frangela, as I keep saying that, you know, they say, oh, the culture wars, like, we didn't bring up the trans, they brought up the trans issue. So then when we're forced to you know, defend someone, they're like, oh, you know, then they run an ad. Kamala Harris is for they, them. Donald Trump's for you. You know, I mean, it's.
I'm going into every men's bathroom.
Yeah.
Do it.
And when people look at me, I may be like, what? You want to check? You want to check me?
By the way.
You want to check me? Let's check me.
Again, speaking of the prices, housing, blah, blah, blah. Trump's popularity faces imminent peril in the form of a mounting housing crisis that his promised mass deportations, tax cuts, and tariff demands will only worsen, according to another Washington Post economist. His housing agenda includes a collection of ideas that will easily backfire. Mortgage rates might turn out to be Trump's Achilles heel. She said that housing crisis is real. Not only was it a top issue with voters all over the country, but in the toughest markets where home prices have often doubled in recent years and inventory remains low, voters swung to Trump. His election caused the bond market to spike mortgage rates as investors predict inflation will spur massive price hikes on materials needed to build homes. The argument that immigrants caused the housing shortage has been widely debunked. Even if Trump did conduct mass deportations, that would almost certainly make it more expensive and harder to rapidly build homes, as immigrants make up one quarter of the workers in the construction industry. I mean,
there's no sanity to racism.
Thank you.
There's no, and this is the thing, like when people say that, you know, it's all what the motivator in this country is greed, I always say, Francis will tell you, I wish the motivator was greed, because greed you can understand. Greed makes sense. Racism cuts across all of that.
Yes.
It's poor white people fighting with rich white people to maintain rich white people's control of things.
Right. Yep. It's not that prices are high, it's that prices are high because of brown people.
That's right. And it's really the reason prices feel high is because your wages are too low.
It's not
something that the president could fit, any president could fix with the economy or with inflation. What it's about is that wages are too low.
And let me just say this really quickly. What's going to happen, you know, I keep on hearing people say, oh, you're going to see what happens when they deport the people who pick your fruits and vegetables and, you know, and those jobs and what have you. What people don't understand is the economy can be so bad that you will beg to have that job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That they will get rid of the people who are willing to do that job at that price at this time and make you become the people who do it so that they get rid of them and devalue you too.
Yeah. And here's the thing. They've already, Elon Musk and Bezos are already suing.
Thank you.
To get rid of the National Labor Review Board. Yep. And Trump isn't even in office yet. The National Labor Review Board keeps you safe. We've had to go to them for assistance when our union was collaborating with the people we were negotiating with.
Yeah.
So when they get rid of that, and when they try to attack and get rid of minimum wage and all these protections for you, trust me when I tell you, Francis is right, you're going to be begging for any job.
Did you guys make a complaint about the snacks I bring on Sexy Liberal? Was it you? About
every
the Oriental Rice Crackers?
Every week.
I did not want to contact the FDA, but Francis was right. Francis was right. They needed to stop you. I'm sorry about the search and seizure of your mm-hmm. magazine covers. Yeah, little mini magazine covers.
I call them shellac rocks.
All right. You know what? 49, see? You know, this is how it's going to be. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought you by.
You need a Cheeto. You need a Cheeto.
She ain't never seen a Cheeto, girl.
Heat holders.
Mm-hmm.
Heat holders makes the warmest thermal socks out there. I love these socks. OMG.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, it gets cold even here in Los Angeles in the morning, right?
Right.
If you're hiking or biking or whatever.
Very cold.
Here's the cool thing. They come in three levels of warmth, original, lights, and ultralights, depending on the kind of cold we're dealing with mm-hmm. here, right? And did you know they make so much more than socks? I've got the cutest black knit, hat. And that blanket, oh my God, so soft. Plus, they make jackets and fleece vests that will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their base layers are game changers, I'm telling you. And don't take my word for it. Check out their 40,000 five-star reviews. Head on over to heatholders.com. Use the code Miller to get 15% off your entire order. And shipping is free with any purchase over $25. Go to heatholders.com. The code is Miller. Heat Holders, making life warmer.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
The clipping sound you heard was all of global allies cutting their cables that connect to the American intelligence network.
For the Republican Party to submit themselves to Vlad Putin is just, you must be able to see Ronald Reagan's corpse underneath his grave because it's just turned to clear glass because he's been spinning so fast and melted it.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Credo Mobile and you. I know you. I know you. You want to make a difference now more than ever. Yeah. Join the nation's only progressive phone company. They are the OG sexy liberals. I'm telling you, they've been giving money to progressive nonprofits for years and years. All of the people are going to really, really need your help now. Planned Parenthood, March for Our Lives, on and on. Transgender Law Center. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. And check this out. For Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. Oh, yeah. 56 minutes after the hour. Have you heard this Bobby Kennedy audio? Hang on. Hold, please. Yes. Here we go.
The easiest thing for a politician to do is to appeal to fear.
No, yeah, 13. Oh, 13. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, call him a fear.
You write so beautifully, and your stuff is so fun to read, but you write about Trump. Quote, the way that you build a truly vicious nationalist movement is to wed a relatively small core of belligerent idiots to a much larger group of opportunists and spineless fellow travelers whose primary function is to turn a blind eye to things. We may not have that many outright Nazis in America, but we have plenty of cowards and bootlickers. And once those fleshy dominoes start tumbling into the Trump camp, the game is up. When you talk about fleshy dominoes, Chris Christie comes to mind.
Oh my God.
Oh,
a fat joke at the end. Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's Bobby Kennedy calling Trump everything we've called him, right? Hitler. I don't have time for all the audio, but he called his supporters bootlickers. He called Trump a carnival barker, a Nazi. I mean, oh my God, whether it's him or Joe and Mika, that's going to be the other story of our time, is just this cowardice and hypocrisy in the face
of fascism. The teasers.
Right.
That is what people, you know what? History has given us the name of these people.
Mm-hmm.
They're called appeasers. That is what they do.
Yeah.
Look, when people join the SS, right? They don't get to after the World War II go, it was about the economy. I didn't believe in all the camps that I worked at. It was the economy.
Yep.
Final word, idiot of the week, sexyliberal.com. Get tickets to the LA pay-per-view. Feel the joy again for the fight ahead. We love you, Frangela.
Hey.
We love you.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area, also Civic Media's political editor, and as always, we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.